T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You have one word that describes yesterday's Chiefs.
Awesome. Awesome win yesterday. Awesome win, because I think
you guys won the over.
Yeah, remember that? It was fantastic.
That was awesome.
The best part about it for me, though, it is literally shut up every idiot out there that said the Chargers are the team to beat. I was listening to Ben Maller this morning, and then the guy who comes on after him, and everybody on those two shows is talking about, like, oh, my God, maybe we overlooked the Kansas City Chiefs in this one and, you know, picked the San Diego Chargers to win the division or the L.A. Chargers to win the division. Like, for whatever reason, the Chargers are always – a favorite of people. People always want to pick the Chargers to win the division. And every year in September, the Chargers come out and they stub their toe and they stink. And then they fight from behind the eight ball and they never get back to, you know, to the point where they can win a division. And so that's why I think yesterday was awesome for so many different reasons. But one of the best reasons it was awesome is because people had the opportunity to realize that as long as Andy Reid is the coach of this football team, the Kansas City Chiefs are still the class of the division, because that's what Andy Reid does. You know, he doesn't do a whole lot in the postseason. We know that. But he wins division championships. He finishes in first or second place just about every single year that he's been a head coach in the NFL. So the division runs through Kansas City. And if people continue to say that it goes through LA or Oakland or Denver or something like that, they're wrong. Don't listen to what those people have to say, because the division runs through Kansas City. And we saw it yesterday.
I like kind of being the K-State of the AFC West a little bit. Just pick
maybe.
Just pick you low every year, and then you can overshoot it every year, you know.
Maybe
a bad example of this weekend, but whatever. That's always
they
the
got
case.
Trucked.
Just continue to like find your sweetheart team every year.
But there's people picking the Chiefs third in this division this year. There's not two teams better than the Chiefs in the West. There's not one team better than the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West. And so for these people picking the Chargers every year, we all have dementia. Every time I look at the Chargers, I feel like dementia is setting in. Oh, I think they're going to be good this year. They're not. And so the Kansas City Chiefs put the stranglehold on the division yesterday. But awesome. Yeah, that's the term I use to describe that win. It was an awesome win yesterday. So much fun to watch the way that this team has the ability to score points. And it starts with Tyreek Hill. I mean, that guy, absolutely amazing with the punt return, as we talked about. You know, Pat Mahomes throwing him a touchdown pass or two or 10, you know, for the rest of the season would be very nice as well. But he showed me yesterday that he is more than just the gimmick wide receiver that a lot of people in this league want to say he is. I did a fantasy draft a week ago yesterday, or tomorrow, I should say, on Tuesday, and it was here in Kansas City. Tyreek Hill went 74th in that draft. 74th
what?
In that draft. Yeah, he went 74th. In that draft, 73 people were picked above Tyreek Hill in a fantasy draft here in Kansas City. And I think a lot of that has to do with, well, if he doesn't catch a deep pass, he's not going to do anything. Tyreek Hill showed the world yesterday that he's more than just run down the sidelines and hook it up going deep.
How many times did you pass over him in this fantasy draft?
Oh, 74 times whatever 14 picks is. I don't know, 3 or 4 probably. Yeah, I don't
you're
know.
In that boat too. Good
yeah,
grief.
I don't know. Just of course, I really wasn't paying attention when the draft was going on.
You're a bad example.
Yeah, don't ask me. Yes, yeah, you know, I don't even know if I set a lineup yesterday.
You
Josh.
Probably didn't.
So 74th he was picked in the draft, and you look at that, you're like, what are people still thinking about this guy? Like, what is it going to take for them to respect him as one of the top 5 wide receivers? And I think we saw a little bit of that yesterday. I thought that yesterday was a very big day for Tyreek Hill. That catch where he landed on his head, the catch across the middle that he had the touchdown pass on. He never did go deep. Never did go deep for a touchdown pass yesterday. He beat the Chargers in other ways. And that's what I think people needed to see out of Tyreek Hill, so they can stop saying he's a gimmick and a one-trick pony, because he's not. He's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL right now.
I mean, he doesn't have to, like, go out 7 yards and run a button hook or something to catch a ball.
No, just I don't need that.
Run him across the middle.
Right, just like they did for that touchdown. Nobody's stopping that.
No, nobody's stopping that. I mean, you do run the risk of getting wrecked by a linebacker at some point in time. But if he can scoot through there unscathed, he's going to have a lot of room to run.
Just
line him up different places. showcase him different ways. I love the, you know, run him on a sweep every once in a while, foot pass him, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Put him out 74th. That's crazy. I thought he was undervalued in terms of the overall lists of, you know, like top 100 players in the league. I thought he was like grossly undervalued. Like, what more do you want him to do?
Right.
He's a menace in the return game. He catches really long touchdown passes. And if that's all he does, that's pretty doggone good.
Yeah, nobody
else
has
that. And
it's
not all he does.
Right, it's not all he does. I mean, he can now beat you short, he can beat you underneath, and he can come up with a big catch and hold on to it. Like that catch where he landed on his head and shoulder and had to go to that creepy blue tent, which, by the way, how much hanky-panky goes on there on a Saturday night in that blue tent on the field? Like, if you're a member of the coaching staff or the training staff or work for the team, like on a Saturday night, aren't you taking your gal down to that creepy blue tent on the sidelines of the field?
I think they should start installing those in other places. Just random spots where you might want to have some PDA, but you don't want everyone to be, you know, oogling at it. Just go over there, pull the tent over top.
Or going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Or don't give the Chiefs any ideas. They'll put up those tents around the concourse, start charging people to make out. Hey, there's our Chiefs PDA tent. Come on in here for $10. You can make out with your loved one, you know? Start doing something like that. But I just had that thought. I see this creepy blue tent go up. I'm like, you know, on a Saturday night, somebody's got the keys to the stadium. They're like, come on in, sweetheart. Let's go see what this is all about. You know, people do weird things. Anyway, I digress. But Tyreek Hill, after that catch where he went to that creepy blue tent, I thought to myself, I mean, that was a catch, man, because that's one where he showed he can go up and get the ball, he can take a hit, he can come down, he can hit the ground, and he can still hold on to it. That was the makings of a top wide receiver yesterday. We saw him just kind of jump off the page yesterday, and I thought he probably had the best day of any, or possibly of any player in the NFL yesterday.
He's,
I mean,
really
you tell me who had a, maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick because of he's a quarterback, but you tell me who else had a better day in the NFL than what Tyreek Hill did yesterday, and I don't think you can come up with an answer longer than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Didn't Alvin Kamara have like 3 touchdowns?
Well, that was a 90-point game. Everybody had touchdowns in that one. Yeah,
everybody.
You said find somebody who did.
Everybody did have a day.
264 total yards or whatever Tyreek Hill had yesterday and 3 touchdowns. That's 268 total yards. That's a pretty good week one performance. Welcome to week one.
It's pretty nice little day for you.
Check out Fesco's blog. The opening day win was awesome.
Awesome.
At 610sports.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.